In Lily Hope's shop in downtown Juneau, she holds up a tiny doll with an evil grin.
Some people are like, why? Oh, please, no. Why? It's the, you know, what an ugly monster. And other people are like, oh, please let me have one.
Her shop is filled with pieces of weaving, earrings, formline robes, and pictures of models in more weaving. On her desk lies a green doll wearing a raven's tail headdress, woven in pink, white, and blue yarn.
This one is Trans Pride, requested from an art collector in New York City.
Hope is a master weaver. She dedicated her life to reviving Chilkat and raven's tail weaving, and through apprenticeships and classes, she's helped hundreds of Alaska Native people form their own weaving practice. She's also a mom of five, and those two worlds collided when her kids started asking for labubus.
My three small children introduced me to the dolls and said, please, mommy, buy these for us.
You may have heard of them. The dolls are all over the internet with their fuzzy bodies, big, colorful eyes, and pointy teeth. They're based on storybook characters. And people go to great lengths to have unique ones. You may have heard this viral sound on TikTok.
I have the one and only 24-karat gold Labubu.
Hope says they come in blind boxes, generic packaging that leaves the contents a mystery. So part of the fun is finding which Labubu is in the box.
Oh, yes, this is the whole rage, right? It's like, oh, I got lychee berry. Oh, I got the green grape. Oh, now we need to get soy milk, Mama. Let's get soy milk.
But in the craze, she saw an opportunity to continue to push Northwest Coast weaving into the spotlight.
When somebody sees an indigenized labubu in a raven's tail regalia, they can be like, oh, where does that come from? Oh, what are those? Oh, what is raven's tail weaving? Oh, wait, it's related to Chilkat? Let's go.
Tlingit regalia is sacred attire that represents ancestral heritage and cultural identity. Hope's doll-sized regalia sets go for more than $600, and fine arts collectors all over the country are ordering them. But for those who don't want to shell out that much, Hope also sells kits so people can weave their own outfits for a doll.
It's a way to get the work further into the world and kind of, you know, capture some people who wouldn't necessarily come to raven's tail weaving otherwise, but are like, oh, this is a way that I can dress my labubu in traditional regalia, and I made it myself? That's huge.
It's a way of weaving your own story into the trend. And the little monsters look pretty cool, too. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.